Forecast evaluation. The primary objective of tracking forecast error rates and evaluating related metrics is to generate information that can be used to improve forecasting methods, data collection and preparation methods, and so on over time. An improved forecast will have a narrower range of forecast error. Forecasters and users of forecasts use information on forecast accuracy to understand demand characteristics, variation, and stability. Another important objective is to help people determine how much reliance they should place on the forecast. And, in addition to creating error metrics, this involves making explicit all assumptions that were made when building the forecast. The main reason for wrong forecasts is customer unpredictability. Another potential reason is human error or bias on the part of forecasters. Salespersons can provide overly optimistic forecasts or deliberately low forecasts to make it easier to achieve goals. While bias in this sense can exist, we will show that bias has a very specific definition when it comes to forecast error. Desired outcomes associated with evaluating and monitoring forecasts include correcting bias by better aligning forecasts with demand, better anticipating new customer orders and product demands, and developing better estimates of safety stock, and, as a result, reducing inventory investment. This last point is important for planning and inventory management professionals. While you may not be creating forecasts or calculating forecast error yourself, you may need to use forecast error data to determine how much safety stock to hold. If the forecast is very reliable, there will be little need for safety stock. If the forecast is less reliable, more safety stock can reduce the chances of a stockout. In other words, forecast evaluation can serve not only as a metric of how well customer needs are interpreted, but can also provide quantitative data to enable maintaining a specific level of customer service. How to perform these calculations is addressed later in these materials. One indicator of a good forecast is forecasters' willingness to stand behind their results. When forecasters are not forthcoming on error rates, it may be necessary to do one's own analysis of error. Calculating error rates is how you determine how much reliance to put on forecast results. Next, we address forecast accuracy benefits and introduce some key terms. Benefits of forecast accuracy. A high level of forecast accuracy provides a number of overall benefits. It supports customer satisfaction and increases customer loyalty by ensuring that the organization can deliver the desired product or service to the customer in a timely manner. It reflects a more complete understanding of customers' future product demands, thereby helping support future revenue streams. It lowers the need for or amount of safety stock or safety lead time, resulting in lower expenses. Forecast terminology. Here are a few key terms that it will be important for you to know, as they are embedded within the various error formulas. The following terms are defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Extrapolation. Estimation of the future value of some data series based on past observations. Statistical forecasting is a common example. SIN. Projection. Mean. The arithmetic average of a group of values. SIN. Arithmetic mean. Median. The middle value in a set of measured values when the items are arranged in order of magnitude. If there is no single middle value, the median is the mean of the two middle values. Mode. The most common or frequent value in a group of values. Normal distribution. A particular statistical distribution in which most of the observations fall fairly close to one mean and a deviation from the mean is as likely to be plus as it is to be minus. When graphed, the normal distribution takes the form of a bell-shaped curve, outlier, a data point that differs significantly from other observations within a data set. For example, if the average sales for a product were 10 units per month, and 1 month the product had sales of 500 units, this sales point might be considered an outlier. The outlier could represent actual conditions, or it could be the result of an error in data entry or management. C. Abnormal demand, probability distribution. A table of numbers or a mathematical expression that indicates the frequency with which each of all possible results of an experiment should occur. Sample. A portion of a universe of data chosen to estimate some characteristics about the whole universe. The universe of data could consist of sizes of customer orders, number of units of inventory, number of lines on a purchase order, and so forth. Sampling distribution. The distribution of values of a statistic calculated from samples of a given size.